From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State group. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today to be greeted by the Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. Kurdish authorities and Kurds in Iraq have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led coalition fight against Islamic State. Carter told reporters today the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well. They've been what we've been looking for in all of this conflict as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory. Libyan leaders from the country's two rival parliaments signed a unity agreement in the Moroccan resort town of Sirkat today. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The crowd clapped and chanted, "Libya, Libya," as the deputy speakers of the country's two rival parliaments signed the National Unity Accord in a gesture of solidarity. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days, with members from the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body in Tripoli. Morocco's foreign minister, Salahuddin Mazwar, who presided over the signing ceremony, told the crowd Libyans will now begin to apply the agreement, beginning with its security provisions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The African Union is demanding an end to violence in Burundi, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council on Twitter today said Africa will not allow another genocide on its soil. This is VOA.